are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman here, who's usually with us on Monday afternoon here, but he hasn't shown up yet. Hopefully he's going to call in very shortly. Bob, you're not there, are you? No sign of... Okay, well, anyway, we're going to be talking on finances, but since he's not here, and if you're out there in the listening audience, would like to call us, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Within the last couple of days, of course, Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury, who gave up a job that was paying him something like $40 million a year to take a job working for the Treasury Department, about $180,000 a year. Boy, this guy's really a great patriot. He gives up a job paying him that much money for a job that, well, probably just doesn't even pay his butler's salary. Be that as it may, Henry Paulson recently announced that the recession seems to have bottomed out and we may be very, very soon beginning to recover from the economic recession. The only question is that really true? Is Henry Paulson really telling us the truth? Or is he, of course, there to not reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth from the American people? And is the perception he's trying to create the reality of what's going on? Or is there a break between perception, which Henry Paulson is producing, and the reality of what lies ahead? And I would like to suggest yes. We haven't seen anything yet. And, of course, as you know, certainly there are several million homes that have been in foreclosure or impending foreclosure. According to the Wellington Letter, they're talking about between 8 and 10 million American homes going into foreclosure. Now, a lot of those are going to go into foreclosure because even people with a good size down payment, and certainly the people who are able ordinarily to make the monthly payments, if they bought their home very, very close to the top of the market, and of course the price in many areas has gone down 20 to 25% and probably will fall another 20 to 25%, those people are going to have a mortgage that is a lot more costly than the home of the mortgage secures. And are they going to continue paying out money on a mortgage that's worth far more than the home that is secured by it? I don't think so. That's why an awful lot of people are simply going to walk away from their mortgages. And of course, when that happens, every time a house is foreclosed on and is put up for sale, and of course the people get less for it than the fair market value, then it drives the value of all these surrounding homes down even further. And of course, we see this beginning like a fire beginning to feed upon itself, and that's why we're in real trouble. Well, we've got Bob Chapman here because he knows a lot more about this than I do. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
We're pretty good. I apologize for being a few minutes late here.
Well, we're going to let you off this time.
I was talking to somebody regarding somebody I knew years ago, and I I lost track of the time.
I do that.
But anyway,
all the time.
You're talking about the housing crisis.
Right, right. You picked up a story there.
Well, you know, it all depends on where you are. We're talking about 30 former hot cities in the United States where the prices went up the most. And in some areas, you know, they're actually starting to bottom. But that's because they've been, you know, really bashed around. I'll pick it up on after the commercial.
All right, fine. And certainly, I'm sure that it really doesn't matter a lot if you were in Las Vegas or San Diego or Miami or Phoenix, Arizona, and you bought at the top, you're in real trouble. But we'll be right back here with Bob Chapman right here at Genesis.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Certainly our guest today is Bob Chapman, and we were just talking about the housing market and what's happening there. And Bob is saying that in some areas, why it seems like they may be almost close to bottoming out. Pick up the story there, Bob.
Well, I don't want to mislead people because there's so much further down to go. But there is one area that went up among the first, and has gone down dramatically, and that is the Charlotte County area on the Gulf side of Florida. I used to live there, and I talked to people there frequently, and the prices are down about 35%. Now, I think they'll go down 45 to 50%, so I think probably by 1 year from now, they will have bought them. They're probably somewhere between 40 and 55%, depending upon location and how much it went up and so on. And so we're only a year away in some areas like that one. I do know that I was told recently of a home that was selling for $300,000 that was up due to foreclosure at $145,000, which is a little over 50%. And so those kind of deals are cropping up. And they are in other places that went up too much in value or were overbuilt as well. I know about 6 months ago they had some sales of townhouses in the Fort Myers area, which is 45 minutes by car south of Port Charlotte and Punta Gorda, and they were going for 50% of what people had paid at the top of the market in the same development. And so and you still got to wait for the market to settle as well. So in all areas, we're a year away or more. And I won't know for a year from now whether that's the time to buy in some areas, or it may take longer. And do not expect that the price of homes and condos are going to go up after the bottom's been hit, because you're liable to go 5, 10, or maybe even 15 years before you see any appreciation. So it's a place to live thing and not an investment thing, so keep that in mind. But you go into some of the other hard areas, such as Nevada and Virginia and California, particularly Southern California, and in Phoenix, which was supposed to be bulletproof. When that was told to me about maybe 6 or 7 years ago, or 6 years ago, I said, you got to be kidding me. Nothing's, you know, bulletproof in these markets today. And so there's many places in those three states where homes are down 35 to 50% as well. But I think in those areas they'll go down more than they might in Florida. And one of the reasons is there's a lot of parts of Florida that there's not high crime in, whereas you have higher crime in Southern California and Las Vegas and Phoenix than you do in Florida. And so, but in the expensive homes in those three states, in some areas you'll see 60% drops in prices. Expensive homes is probably anything over, say, $700,000 all the way up into the millions. And, you know, the more expensive the home, the more difficult it is to sell. There's not going to be an awful lot of people around who can afford a $2, $3, or $5 million home. And so the real estate market has a long way to go to the downside. And you know, the subprime and ultra loans that we've talked about so much, the biggest downside season starts in June next month. And that'll last for a whole year. And that's going to be brutal. And as that ends, the pick-and-pay loans, which are adjustable-rate mortgage option loans, they start to evolve, and they get 5 years to be played out. And the amount of money involved in those is far greater than it is in the subprime and ALTA loans. So prices aren't going up. I'll put it this way. Prices are going to take another 5 years to bottom in total. So, you know, you don't want to be anxious to go in and buy a house. And if you don't own one, you don't want to own one. You keep on renting even if the rent goes up. Don't run out and buy a house. You're looking for trouble. And that you're just not going to easily solve this problem. They built too many homes. They gave too many people loans who shouldn't have had them. And at the upper level, a lot of people with excellent credit ratings took Option Arms loans, and now they can't pay for them. And they're going down, too. And so it's just a terrible situation. And we get the same thing going on in other countries as well. England, Ireland, Spain, New Zealand, and Australia. In the same depth as we are seeing in the United States. Although I do say that a good part of the loans that were made in Spain were 30% down, which is not unusual in Europe. And so they do have some sort of a cushion, but the banks who made the loans in Spain, which are the Spanish banks, they were secretly bailed out about 3 or 4 months ago by the European Central Bank because they were about to go under. And so these problems are not going to go away quickly. They've got a long way to go, and sooner or later it's going to take its toll on the entire world economy and the stock markets in the countries involved as well.
All right, fine. Well, let's talk a little bit about, of course, what's happening as far as oil is going up, because certainly a rise in the price of oil is having an impact, certainly on our farmers and on our truckers and our airlines, as well as, of course, the people are paying, for gasoline at the pump. Certainly we know that the price of paints and many pharmaceuticals and fertilizers are intricately involved with the price of petroleum products. And my understanding is that the price, many of the fertilizers has doubled or tripled here the last year or so, and certainly with the price of diesel going up, it's got to be hard on our farmers, isn't it?
It sure is. And I wrote a piece recently about that in the International Forecaster. And, the costs have gone up, and a lot of the farmers sold the crop before so that have not been able to take advantage of very high prices in some of the things that they've grown. And so they're lucky if they're coming out, even some of them. And but with that said, there's going to continue to be upward pressure on the cost of everything. And it's not going to go away. And inflation's going to be much higher. And that means that the cost of food and oil and gas, the energy products, are going to continue to climb. The main culprit is the U.S. dollar, which continues to go down. They're trying to hold it up, have been for the last few weeks. It isn't going to work. By the end of the year, the dollar and the USDX will probably be around 68 and selling at 73.05 or something like that today. And it will go down there, and just like gold will easily, go up to $1,600 to $2,000 an ounce, between now and the end of the year. And these things are not going to go away because people are losing money on the fiat currencies that they're holding.
But of course, most people don't understand fiat money. Most people don't understand the value of their holdings is going down, in proportion to the amount of inflation there is. There's the fall of the dollar. So they're getting hit by the fall of the dollar. They're getting hit by inflation, a double whammy. And most people have no idea. As Lenin had said, the best way to destroy a nation is to debauch the currency, and not one person in a million will understand what's happening.
No, I saw an interview over the weekend with Jim Dines, who has a very successful newsletter for many, many years.
Right.
And he has discussed many of the things in his letter and in the interview that you and I discuss. And he said, I throw my hands in the air. I don't know what Americans are thinking of, and they're going to deserve everything they get because they will not do anything about their situation. They just refuse to act on it, like climbing all over their congressman or getting them thrown out of office so somebody is in there that's going to do something that's proper. And he's even thinking of shutting down his publication because he's so disgusted. It's simple as 1, 2, 3, and he can't understand why people don't recognize it. Well, you know, he doesn't have the background that you and I have, Stan, of almost 50 years of fighting these people.
Well, he's a pretty smart guy, and I've heard Diamond, and in fact, I read his newsletter regularly, but he doesn't understand the conspiracy. He really doesn't seem to understand it at all.
And almost all of those other letter writers absolutely refuse to confront the facts because they want to be accepted within their own group, because guys like me are called crazy or wild men or whatever. I'm sure they get some nasty names. And they don't like me being right all the time, and them being wrong is what really amounts to. But Jim's an exception, but he does not ever talk about what you and I do.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapin right here at Genesis.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Stan back here with Bob Chapman. We're talking about, of course, the effect of the rising oil prices, and certainly I believe that they're going to go up at least for a time. But I was interested, Bob, that you suggested that somewhere down the line you think that they're going to drop the prices of oil. Why would they do that?
Well, maybe because of the pressure involved, maybe because of the economic situation involved. And, they can make money from both sides, the long side and the short side. And it all depends on what they're up to at any given time. The oil market is manipulated, always has been, in New York and London by the major oil companies. There's seven or eight of them. And they even indirectly control the new oil exchange in Dubai as well. And I feel that they'll probably continue to take oil upward in price. Probably one-third of it's speculation, which means without that speculation of problems in Iran or Syria or Lebanon, that maybe oil would be selling at $80 a barrel. And you got to remember, not only do we have the speculators, we have them there because of the possibility of war, which the administration in Washington has said is their goal, and it's the goal of Israel as well. So when you have something like that hanging over the market, like this sword of Damocles all the time, then you are going to get speculation. On top of that, you've got a falling dollar, which affects the amount of money that and real purchasing power that producers receive. And they have been trying to keep their currencies low in value, and they've been buying dollars with money that they printed up, and that's causing terrible inflation for oil producers, particularly in the Gulf. And with the advent of J.P. Morgan Chase coming on as an oil market maker before the year is over, if it's any repeat of what they did when they came into the natural gas market, the market will change. Natural gas was $14.50, and after Morgan came into the market, I think it was maybe 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 2 years ago, the market went down to $3.80, and they wiped out one of their clients, Emirates, which was a hedge fund. One of their clients had cleared for them, cleared their trades. And what essentially they were doing was taking advantage of knowing the positions that the hedge fund had. But nobody talks about that, because Morgan is above the law. Maybe oil will be $200 by the end of the year, and maybe Morgan will come in, short the market, along with Goldman Sachs and the other preferred aluminous organization, and maybe they'll take it back down to $80 again. So you don't know what's going to happen. Everything is so rigged and so contrived that you have to throw the rules out the window. The government allows these combines to monopolize, in violation of antitrust, the markets every day.
You're talking about, of course, the cartels, which are very real cartels. They're illegal, but who are we going to report it to? The government?
Well, it's not only the oil cartel. It's Wall Street, which is part of it.
Sure.
And then you get Washington. Everybody's getting paid off. I just wrote a piece today on who's getting what, and builders are giving millions of dollars to McCain, and Wall Street's Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski are lining up hundreds of millions of dollars for Mr. Obama, who obviously is their choice here, and one of their two choices, I should say. and so there's some unbelievable amount of money involved here. And so you've got to stay very, very close to the situation on a day-to-day basis. And that's why you have your program and have people like me on it. And that's why people subscribe to the International Forecaster, so they can get a bird's-eye view of where things are going before they go there.
Well, I'll tell you what, you hang on. As soon as we get back from this break, we'll let you tell our listeners how they can get the International Forecaster, which comes out twice a week. And I wouldn't miss a copy for anything. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapin right here at Genesis.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Bob Chapin. And before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get the International Forecaster, how they can get a free copy, how they could subscribe to it if they want to, and if you don't subscribe to it, shame on you.
Well, we make it pretty simple. The forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, usually runs 30 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the internet. And if you'd like to go to our site to get a free copy, you can go to this address, theinternationalforecaster.com. The International FOrecaster.com. If you'd like to send us an email, that address is International _ Forecaster at yahoo.com. International _ Forecaster at yahoo.com. And if you'd like to call toll free and get a copy, you can call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Well, you know, Bob, as we look and see what's happening, not only here in the United States, but around the world in reference to, you know, the rise in the price of fuel, specifically diesel fuel, a friend of mine just came back from El Salvador. And, of course, this is not a prosperous country. Got a lot of farmers down there. And they're being stuck with a diesel that's over $4 a gallon. And, of course, they needed to drive their tractors. I mean, they're wondering if they can even afford to plant the crops this year with the price of fertilizers and other things going up. So, you know, this could certainly have an impact upon the ready availability of food. Do you really think there's a possibility we could run into a food shortage, into famines, or is this just a lot of, like, hype?
Well, because of the potential of an extended warfare, not only in Iran, Iraq, and Iran, Syria, and Lebanon, we also have Georgia now coming into play, which is, you know, the U.S. and Great Britain are behind it. Georgia abuts the Black Sea and the Russia, and one of the sections declared independence, because the ethnic and religious differences of those in other parts of Georgia, and there is a peacekeeping force there of Russians, and a large amount of equipment and men were moved by Georgia to this area, and so the Russians did the same, and they increased the amount of troops that they had there. And then you had Kosovo, which declared its unilateral declaration of independence at the behest of the United States and European and UK governments, and that could blow up at any time. And so you put these kind of things together, and you're going to continue to have higher oil prices, higher inflation, a lower dollar, because we keep on getting more broke than we already are. And I noticed that there was a bill entered in today to stop any more additional production of ethanol in the United States. What they've got to do is stop making ethanol. It's a scam. And but no one in Washington is going to call it that, because most of them voted for it because they get paid to do that. That's how they get the campaign contributions, and that's what gets them reelected. And they don't get reelected, they get to keep the rest of it. So that's a really pretty good deal. And so nobody wants to know. But one of the keys to this whole thing is Europe and the United States stopping making ethanol from corn. And that would free up a lot of production of corn for feed and also for human consumption. And as far as the farmers in the different parts of the world, they are under the gun. And some of them will not produce, and it will bring famine. And why are they doing that? And we've discussed this in this program before. The Illuminati wants to get rid of useless eaters. And so you are going to see the third world with millions and millions of people dying of starvation, because the people who run things want it that way.
And I think you're absolutely right, Bob. It's so difficult for the average individual to believe that. In fact, I will have to admit that for years I didn't want to believe that, and it really wasn't until, of course, we went down to the Centers for Disease Control, when talking to them about the AIDS epidemic, talked to some of the key people there and found out they had no intention of trying to stop the AIDS epidemic. They were going to let it kill as many people as possible, and at that point, I became a believer. So certainly, I agree with you. I think it's so vitally important that people begin to understand what's really going on, if there is another agenda. And for those of you who haven't heard my talk on None Dare Call It Genocide, or my talk, and they're both available on DVD, Planned Population Reduction, why you really need to get that, and you need to help us get the truth out. So you go right ahead, Bob.
These facts are so overwhelming, and you know it is hard for the common average decent mind in the whole world, all of the people, it's hard for them to understand how people can be so diabolically evil, and therein lies the reason that people just refuse to understand. They can't believe, like you did not before, that people would set out to get rid of people. And, you know, all these wars that we've had for the last 1,000 years that have been financed on both sides by the same group of people have been for profit, for power, and for culling the population. I mean, if they had any intention of saving people, they find a way, like using DDT again, in order to kill the mosquito that produces malaria, which is the biggest killer in the world. And people don't know that in civilized countries, and the reason they don't know that is they don't have malaria. But you go to the rest of the world, they do have it.
Sure. Of course, it kills almost 3 million people a year, a majority of them children. And they, when they tell you it only kills 1 million people a year, they're simply lying. You can go up on the Internet and Google in, malaria kills 3 million people a year. And they'll tell you that, those figures are accurate. They're pretty close to 3 million die, majority of them children, as a direct result of the fact that we outlawed DDT, not because it was harmful to the environment, but because it was saving so many lives. And when you understand that, you begin to get a grasp of what's really going on today.
When you have a man like Prince Philip, who is the consort to the Queen of England, who says that if I come back again to this life, I'm going to come back as a virus to kill people, you get some pretty sick people you're dealing with.
I agree with you totally.
And incidentally, I personally know him.
He
does not know what I know about all of those people. And if he did, he would freak out.
Right. Well, of course, he's part of the black nobility, isn't he?
That's right.
And of course,
he's a former, he belonged to the Greek royal family.
I think it's...
In fact, in London, they call him Phil the Greek. I'm serious.
Well, I think people need to understand that the royal families of Europe all interlock together. They have for centuries, and these are some of the most evil people in the world. And, of course, they're tied into banking. You know, if they're in position of power, like in the Netherlands or in Spain or in Great Britain, but even when they're not in power, they're still there working behind the scenes. Of course, working their evil and weaving their evil web. And that's why they call them the black nobility.
You know, it's interesting how the royal family all of a sudden came back into the forefront after Franco regime was ended.
Right.
He died. And Franco was nothing but a front man for them.
Right.
And Franco was a Mason. And not many people know that. Yeah, sure, he was a devoted Catholic and all that. But he was a Mason. And that's where the German military, particularly the Air Force, and I know this firsthand, they were allowed to experiment with all of their weapons and particularly aircraft in fighting the opposition, which they call communists. Some of them were, of course, but most of them weren't, in the Civil War that took place in the late 1930s. And I personally knew people who were involved in that war on both sides. And they all died for nothing. And it was just a training ground for Germany.
I'm afraid so. In fact, I think that most of our wars, they use them to experiment with all sorts of deadly diseases and deadly vaccines, and then, of course, use the human beings there as guinea pigs. And the average individual has no idea right now. We're poisoning all of our troops with depleted uranium over there in Iraq. We're giving them vaccines, the anthrax vaccine. There's terrible, terrible consequences. They use an experimental vaccine. You know, during the first Gulf War, almost 80,000 of the 695,000 soldiers who and servicewomen who were over there in the first Gulf War only lost 100 in battle. But already almost 80,000 of them are, according to the Veterans Administration, no longer living. If you want to see those figures from the Veterans Administration, we have them. I found it hard to believe that they could cover that up, but then why should I? They cover up everything else. Almost 80,000 are no longer living. That suggests they're dead. Of these young, healthy people who went over to fight in the first Gulf War and the bloom of their youth, our telephone number, if you'd like that, 1-800-544-8927. Just ask for the Veterans Administration figures. Almost 80,000, over 10% of the 695,000 people who were sent over there for the first Gulf War are no longer living. And where is the outcry? Nobody knows the truth. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, it's a morbid subject, and I think we've covered it.
All right, fine. Let's go on to something
almost
else.
Almost everything we cover has some sort of morbidity to it. But that's not our fault.
Well, let's talk about
Now, here we are, a couple of very old men, taking our time every week to be on the radio and putting out our publications and things like that, so you people will know and understand what's going on out there.
Well, you may be old, but I'm only 79, and I certainly I feel like I was 18, at least in many, as long as I'm sitting down, not doing too much. Anyway, of course, our guest is Bob Chapman. Bob, Cindy, what about gold and silver? Looks like they're beginning to come back after that slump somewhat.
Well, we had gold up about $15, $16 this morning at 3 a.m. It raced up, and we came into the opening in New York. They took it right down to even, they being the Illuminati. And it turned around and went right back up again, and it finished the day up $6 or something like that. And I've got the figures right here. I just got to pull them out. But what do we got here? It was up 660 at 905, and silver was up 7 cents at 1697.
Right.
And they can't stop it. They don't have enough gold to stop it. And in the final analysis, people who are involved in gold and silver, in order to keep their assets intact, not to make money, to keep their assets intact, and of course, they will go up, so you will make money to offset the losses in the value of your home, your vehicles, your equipment, your business, everything you own, everything in society, and probably the United States government, and many states and municipalities will go bankrupt in the process. But you won't, because you'll have gold and silver. And so it's very important for those of you who can invest that that's where you should be. Whether it's in coins or in shares is irrelevant. It all depends on how much risk you want to assume. But before you gallop off into the sunset and do that, you know, make sure, and Stan and I have discussed this before, that you have food in your home in order for emergencies, filtered, so you can filter water. You've heard the ads here for the Berkey on the radio. And Ready Reserve helps fund Stan's program, and get rid of your debt, especially those credit cards. Doesn't mean you have to tear them up. It just means that you get rid of it and only use them when you have to, and pay them off when they're due, and your auto debt. And once you get those basics fixed up, along with a method of defending your family, then you do gold and silver, and that has proven to be the perfect thing to do for the last 8 years. And so the proof of the pudding is in the tasting, and it tastes good for people who, you know, bought MS64 Saints at $400 and now $1,100 or $1,200 or whatever they are. And and bought Agnico Eagle at $4 and it's trading for 70. And so you got to protect yourself. So that's what you should be doing. Those are very important things. Sure, most people don't want to listen. That's okay. I mean, there's only so much you can do. I mean, you, Stan and I and people like us are voices in the wilderness. But we still do it.
Sure.
Because we're saving lives. Lots of them. Obviously, that's our mission in life at this advanced age.
Right. Well, I guess, of course, is a Bob Chapman, the old Bob Chapman as it is, and of course we're talking about what's going on in certainly gold and silver, I think are an excellent investment, and certainly, but diversify. Don't put all your eggs in one basket because somebody could come along and step on that basket. And the important thing is to be able to preserve some wealth as this whole monetary system, which I believe is on the verge of collapse, as it proceeds to collapse. So you got 1 minute to finish the program, Bob.
Well, I think we probably covered it all. I just hope that people out there continue to listen, and also to the other programs that are on GCN. There's a lot of very, very good ones, including Alex Jones, which I'm on occasionally. And I've been on Rick Adams' show and Phoebe's show, but I had to cut back. I was doing too many, and I'm sorry I had to, but I had to. And the thing that really kills me, Stan, is the late programs.
I know.
You know, I go to bed at 9:30 at night because I get up so early in the morning.
I know.
And if I had to do a 9 or 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock show, wow. I don't have to tell you, you know.
I know. Anyway, God bless. We'll talk to you next. I think we have a program sometime this week. Anyway, till then, may the Lord be with you, Bob. Bye-bye.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 15 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I got to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there and you agree with this and you're in a position to help, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get your tapes of the month and our newsletter. Just subscribe to the newsletter or whatever you can do. I will certainly appreciate it. Now, of course, if you want to begin to understand what's going on, if you haven't heard my talk on the financial tsunami or you've seen the syllabus that comes with that, I think it'll give you an excellent overview of what's happening. We have a pamphlet. It's called The History of Money. It's only $3.95 plus shipping. Have another one called Financial Meltdown. These are compilations of five of our newsletters and tremendous information there that will help you understand. I have a theory on why Mr. Greenspan did what he did to destroy the economy of our nation. I may be wrong, I admit, but it is an interesting theory, but you're going to have to read our Financial Meltdown pamphlet to know what I think may be the case. And then, of course, certainly we hope that many of you will want to get the other material we have. We've got a great four tape set on the oil deception. And it goes into the background of the fact there's plenty of oil out there. They're running the price up because, of course, they make a lot more money. But more than that, they really want to get you out of your car. They want to lower your living standards. They want to make electricity and other things much more expensive. They want to block the development of nuclear energy. And that's all part of a scam. We have a great talk on electricity crisis. And we have a DVD. We actually have, or I guess maybe a video, I've forgotten whether it's a DVD or video. But then, of course, we have the four-tape set, and we have a syllabus on that, excellent, that documents exactly what we say. These people know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know, and they're running the price of oil up. You need to get the book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and the four-tape set on the oil deception, because it's all a deception. And then, of course, you need to, of course, get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can get the DVD with that, or you can get the CD-ROM, 5 minutes of the CD or the tape that gives you the story. You can read the book, and I suggest you get the book and watch the video. You can watch the video up on our website at RadioLiberty.com for nothing. That's RadioLiberty.com. Of course, we hope that you'll want to buy the DVD so you can let other people see it, but it will introduce you to who really runs the world and what their motivation is. And then my talk, of course, on the forbidden secret, and it comes with a syllabus. My talk on the planned police state comes with a syllabus. Our talk on sustainable development comes with a syllabus. And then, of course, my talk on Iraq, the untold story, comes with a syllabus. And you have to understand that what's going on over in Iraq, we're not trying to win the war over there. We're just fighting a war like we did in Vietnam. We're fighting, sending our soldiers overseas to bleed and suffer and die, but not being allowed to win. And if you question that as far as Iraq is concerned, let me suggest that you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and you pull down my December 2007 newsletter, my December 2007 newsletter of my simply the talk given by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez last October, where he tells about what's going on in Iraq. He was the supreme commander of all the coalition forces in Iraq for a year, from June of 2003 to June of 2004. And, of course, he will tell you, he says it right there, we're not trying to win the war. And when you begin to understand that, an awful lot makes sense. Well, our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. understand that there are powerful spiritual forces at work. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So please pray for America and pray for our ministers.